This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fluctuating financial contracts known as swaps played a central role in the 2008 financial collapse. This led to stricter regulation and monitoring. Now, a lot of the swaps trading has moved overseas, out of the reach of U.S. regulators. The Wall Street Journal reports today that the U.S. Treasury has noticed this trend and is now evaluating risks to the financial system. Walmart is putting in a new dress code for its employees, but they're not calling it a uniform, and that can create hardships, as Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
Walmart says customers are having a hard time figuring out who works at the store. And so it's put in place a dress code. Employees have to wear black or khaki pants and a blue or white shirt. Judy Conte is with the National Employment Law Project, a nonprofit that advocates for low-wage workers.
Walmart's employees are among the lowest paid in the entire country, and right now Walmart is asking them to buy new clothes to wear at work.
And Conte says lots of employees are upset about this. Walmart didn't respond to an interview request, but it has said that most of the feedback it's gotten about the dress code has been positive. Ruhl Schiller is a professor at UC Hastings Law School, and he says, notice that Walmart is calling this a dress code and not a uniform.
There's a legal difference between a uniform and a dress code. If the cost of your uniform would actually pull your wages below minimum wage for the week that you bought it.
Then Schiller says, under federal law, that's illegal. Schiller says Walmart skirts the issue and passes on costs by going with the dress code. I'm Queenie Kim. For Marketplace.